It is the Friday show. Neil Atkinson with John Gibbons and Phil Blundell. John has spoken to Pete Selby and Robbie Scotcher, old friends to ring in the new year with, to look ahead to Leicester's game against Newcastle United and to Crystal Palace's game against Sheffield United on the 2nd. But we will go through the games. But the first thing to point out is, last time out we spent 15 minutes talking about Everton versus Man City. It was a great conversation. The football match never happened, John Gibbons. It's beginning to look more and more as though the Premier League's plan is to grin and bear it, but do the best that they can at the same time, which may not be the best. The best thing that could actually be would be to stop. But looking at the schedule, if they do stop, if there's any sort of hiatus, it's very, very, very difficult to even begin to imagine where those fixtures begin to fit in. You know, the idea that you'd add another four games behind for Manchester City at this stage of proceedings just looks downright impossible.
Yeah, it is tricky, isn't it? And it's tricky in particular for the teams in Europe, and that's what I'll worry the programmers, if you like, is that obviously, you know, if Crystal Palace v Everton gets called off, for example, there's things they can do. If it's City games and Chelsea games that do, then it becomes, you know, really tricky. And obviously City are always determined to go as far as they can in domestic cups as well, bless them. So so that the sort of knock-on effects around there as well. And so I read, was it Duncan Alexander did a thread this morning where he was basically saying, I don't think it was actually, who's the other fella? anyway, someone was saying basically we should be just all right at the moment, if nothing
Dale
else.
Johnson.
Dale Johnson, that's the fella, the other guy. He was saying we should be just all right at the moment, but there's almost kind of no more wiggle room already. So it is concerning. Obviously, you know, there's people. People say, you know, should they have a circuit break and things like that, and you know, also this idea of, because they didn't have it sorted back in August, all the kind of self-interest comes into play. Yep. Now, whereas there would have been still some self-interest in August, but less, because everyone's on 0 points, and now everyone's on a different number of points, and that will sort of come into play. So that's a frustrating one, but you know, you can see why that they don't want to do the break. And also this idea of, and I feel sorry for lots of people, this idea of, you know, that Spurs Fulham game was rumoured to be off for ages, and then it was eventually called off less than 4 hours before kickoff, which in a way isn't good enough, but then also you can sort of see why that they are leaving it as close as possible, because they're trying to give it every chance to play, and that's the sort of, you know, the position that the football clubs are going to be in really from now on really is this balancing act between giving yourself as much time as possible, but also what's fair on the teams themselves.